Dear friends, welcome to this week's virtual drill show. This week we have the incredible privilege of Bilbuhar Shil Sabahar and Bichul Kosai. And the Meretz Hashem conclude Sefer Vayikra, Chazak, Chazak, Venis, Chazek, Meretz Hashem Shabbos. I want to draw your attention to a fascinating pasuk. It's actually the opening pasuk in Parashas Bichul Kosai. The Torah says, "In Bichul Kosai Telecho, Ves Misosai Tishmoru." Literally translated, if you follow my decrees, observe my commandments, Va'asisem Osam, and you will perform them. The Torah then launches into a lengthy discussion regarding the material blessing that we receive for the performance of mitzvot. These psukim are filled with many different theological questions and ideas, but I want to focus on something very simple, just in the syntax of the pasuk itself. So if you look at the first two parts of the pasuk, so again, this is talking about performance of mitzvot, different aspects of performance of mitzvot, but both representing the idea that you're supposed to perform the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which then makes that last phrase, va'asisem osam, that you will perform them, seems to be totally redundant. The first two phrases, im b'chukosai telechu, if you walk in the ways of my mitzvos, mitzvosai tishmoru, you observe my mitzvos, those are actional psukim, referring to the performance of actual mitzvos. Again, different aspects of performance, but for performance nevertheless. If that's the case, then why do you need that last phrase, va'asisem osam, you will perform them? There's a beautiful insight that's advanced in much of Hasidic literature on the Svarim, that perhaps that last phrase is not referring to the person who performs the mitzvah, but rather it's referring to everyone outside of the one who is performing the mitzvah. Meaning what? We all know that when we perform a mitzvah, and you fill in the blank, whatever mitzvah it is, whatever it might be, clearly I'm lifting myself up spiritually. The beauty of a mitzvah is that it has the ability to spiritually transform me. I become someone different. I become someone better. I become someone holier. I fill myself with beautiful spiritual energy, and that creates a chain reaction within myself. And we can even understand the idea that when I perform a mitzvah, I'm able to somehow have a greater influence on those around me as well. But there's something greater. The Svarim explained that when we perform a mitzvah, we create almost kiviyachal like a wave of spiritual energy. And that wave could be felt all around the world. That wave could be felt by people who I never know and will never know. Not only that, but that wave itself could actually transcend time and influence future generations as well. So the va'asisem, osam, the Svarim explained, refers to others. If I go ahead and live a life, am b'chukosai telechu, u'misosai tishmoru, if I do what is spiritually incumbent upon me, and even more than that, I exceed expectations, and I live a life that is filled with spirituality, and I engage in dynamic spiritual activity, va'asisem osam, I create the spiritual wave of energy that will inspire others to go out and spiritually self-actualize, that will inspire others to do great things, that will inspire others to engage in dynamic activity. The va'asisem osam, that last phrase, doesn't refer to me. It refers to others who could be inspired by my dynamic spiritual activity, even though they don't know me, I don't know them. Even though, again, they may live generations later. That's the va'asisem osam. The power of our dynamic spiritual activity to not only lift ourselves up, to not only transform ourselves, but to send a wave of spiritual energy for miles, for geographically distant locations and chronologically distant future generations. My one act of spiritual dynamic activity can send a ripple effect across the world and can send the spiritual ripple effect across the generations. You know, we just learned in Daf Yomi a beautiful Gemara, a beautiful story about the great Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. And the Gemara tells a story in Daf Zayin, 7a. The Gemara tells a story of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was on the way to perform the mitzvah of Pinyon Shuin, redemption of captives. And as he's on his way to perform this holy mitzvah, he encounters a body of river, the Ginoi River. He says, Ginoi River, you have to split, because I'm on my way to do a mitzvah. The Ginoi River pushes back and says, why should I split for you? Listen, you're doing the work of the Lord. I'm doing the work of the Lord. I'm a river. God told me to flow, so I'm flowing. So why should I split for you? And even more, the river says, me, I, the river, I know I'll be successful in my shlichos, in my agency. God told me to flow, I flow. You, maybe you'll be successful, maybe you won't be successful. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair won't hear any of it. He orders the sea to split, and he threatens the river. He says, if you don't split, I will dry up your riverbed. So the riverbed splits. But the story is not over. There was another man who was traveling with Pinchas ben Yair, the Gemara says, a Jew who was holding flour for matzahs for Pesach. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair says to the Ginai River, split for that guy too. And the river splits. Third guy, there was an Arab merchant, like a porter, who was carrying their stuff. He also was there. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair says, split for that guy too. And the Ginai River split for that Arab merchant as well. After this whole story, the story then goes on for a while, but after the whole story, Gemara records the statement by Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Kama nafish gavra mi Moshe. Literally translated, look how much greater Pinchas ben Yair is than Moshe Rabbeinu. How is Rav Pinchas ben Yair greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? Because Moshe Rabbeinu only split the sea once by the Yam Suf. Rav Pinchas ben Yair split the sea three times. So you see how much greater Pinchas ben Yair is this than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Hilik Yitzadik Rav Baruch of Mezhbis, who was the son of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, asks a very simple question. He says, how can you possibly say that Rav Pinchas ben Yair was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? How can you say that? The Torah itself says, Lo kam b'Yisrael kimosho, no one was ever as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. So what are you talking about? Rav Pinchas ben Yair is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? What are you talking about? And Rav Baruch HaMeshbis says something so beautiful. He says, you're reading it wrong. Rav Yosef says, Kama nafish gavra mimosha. Now we translated that as, look how much greater this man, Rav Pinchas ben Yair, is greater than Moshe, Mimosha. He says, that's not the way to read it. Mimosha doesn't mean that Rav Pinchas ben Yair is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, but rather it means, Kama nafish gavra, look how great this man, Rav Pinchas ben Yair, is, Mimosha. Where does his greatness come from? It comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Not that Rav Pinchas ben Yair is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, but Rav Pinchas ben Yair's greatness comes mi Moshe, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekevan, look what the Rebbe says. Shekevan shemoshe baka es hayam lifnei Yisrael. Because since Moshe Rabbeinu split the sea for Klal Yisrael, memeya memela haya benakala Pinchas ben Yair lefka es hanar gam bishul osa adam. It was easier for Rav Pinchas ben Yair to do it because Moshe Rabbeinu did it first. Rav Baruch HaMeshba is teaching us something so incredibly amazing. From where did Rav Pinchas ben Yair get the koach to split the sea? Where did that come from? What was the havamina, right? That he could stand by the sea and split the sea. Where did that koach come from? It came from Moshe Rabbeinu. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had the spiritual courage to walk into the sea, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had the emunah bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to split the sea, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had the strength to face down the Egyptians, to lead the Jewish people into the great unknown, Moshe Rabbeinu's act of spiritual heroism created a wave, no pun intended, of spiritual energy. And that wave of spiritual energy was felt generations later by Rav Pinchas ben Yair as he stood at the banks of the Ginai River and realized that he too was on a mission from God. And the spiritual energy generated by Moshe Rabbeinu gave Rav Pinchas ben Yair the courage to say, Ginai River, split in front of me right now because I am on a holy mission from God to redeem precious Jewish captives. It's not, Rav Yosef wasn't saying that Rav Pinchas ben Yair was greater than Moshe, rather saying, Kama nafish gavra, look how great Rav Pinchas ben Yair comes from. Where does that greatness come from? Mi Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu made the decision to engage in dynamic, courageous spiritual activity, and Moshe Rabbeinu's mitzvah, so to speak, his act of spirituality generated a wave of spiritual energy that was felt generations later by Rav Pinchas ben Yair. Because when we engage in dynamic spiritual activity, not only are we lifting ourselves up, but we are creating a wave of energy that can be felt in geographically distant places and chronologically distant places. You know, Rabbi Nachman comments, he says that, you know, one of the greatest yetzaharas, the Gemara says, that we all face is yetzahar for immorality. Taiva, desire, lust, wants, proclivity. The Rebbe says, how does a person know that I could overcome it? Maybe I can't overcome it. Maybe my lusts and my desires are just too much. I can't overcome it. The Rebbe says, if Yosef did it, then we can do it as well. And the Rebbe goes on and he says, Yosef faced an overwhelming test with immorality. The wife of Potiphar propositioned him each and every day. And somehow, someway, he summoned up the strength to be able to resist that temptation. When Yosef did that, Rabbi Nachman says, he embedded within us the koach, the ability to do the same. I have the ability to stand up to the temptations of immorality because Yosef did it. Yosef created this wave of energy, and I could tap into that throughout the generations. That's what Yosef did for us. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu did for Pinchas ben Yair. And that's what the Torah says, Va'asisem osam. That's what we have the ability to do for others. If we live lives of B'chukosai Telechu Mitzosai Tishmoru, if we live lives of beautiful, dynamic spiritual activity, then understand what we do. Not only are we lifting ourselves up, but we're creating a wave of energy that can be felt by precious Jews in geographically distant places and in chronologically distant times. When we do something spiritually positive, when we do something spiritually luminescent, we create a wave of energy that can allow others geographically distant, chronologically distant, to ride that wave, to get that koach, and to become the best version of themselves, to self-actualize. My one act of dynamic spiritual activity could create a wave felt by others far away and a long time away, and it could give them the koach to do something great as well. That's the power we have. And dear friends, the world needs this power more than ever. We see about the ridiculous anti-Semitism that's happening in the UK. We see what's happening here in this country. We see the wars that our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael have to face. And sometimes we feel powerless, but we're not powerless. If we only realized that each and every moment that we have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only are we lifting ourselves up, but we're creating that wave of energy. And that wave of energy may be the one thing that a Jew thousands of miles away needs in order to begin his or her journey of self-actualization. And that wave of energy that I create now could be something that is felt generations from now and may give a Jew generations from now the ability to have the koach to do the one thing they need to do in order to make a difference for themselves, for their family, for the world. And it all starts with us. V'asisem osam. If we do our part, the mechukosai teich mesosai tishmoru, there's no telling v'asisem osam what we could engender, what we could create for others. Moshe Rabbeinu's act gave Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair the ability to split the Ginoi River and to ransom Jewish captives. Yosef's act of spiritual strength, resisting immorality, embedded within us the ability to meet our daily nisyonos, our daily challenges. And our decision to live lives of spiritual dveikus, to live lives of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spiritual actualization, our decision to live lives of Michukosai Telechu Mitzosai Tishmoru, could create the world of Asisim Osam, could enable Jews thousands of miles away and generations away to self-actualize, to become the best version of themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu did it for us. Yosef did it for us. And halavai, we should be zocha Emirat Hashem to provide this same spiritual boost for those in our time but far away and for those generations to come. Wishing everyone a good night of Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.